Bonjour, c'est l'épisode 6. We're going to talk about the sounds e and e. E corresponds to different spellings. E corresponds to a, I, all the endings of the imparfait, for example. E, a, I. J'ai, first person of the verb avoir. But also, e, e, t, like c'est, cet homme. Or like c'est une fille, est, the verb être. So we have est also with accent grave, like première, which is also est. So let's recap. Est, aï. Est, et. Est, est. Est, accent grave. Then we have est, a, y, like in essayer. Okay, so let's pronounce them again. Chantait, for example, the verb chanter. Chantait à l'imparfait. J'ai, the verb avoir. Sifflait, et. C'est, cet homme, c'est. C'est un garçon, est, that's the verb être. Première, accent grave. Essayer, a, y. Then the second sound is the sound e, that we found in all the first group, ER, first group of verbs, in ER, like chanter. All those verbs are regular, and most come from Latin. Chanter, ER, you pronounce it, E. And then you also have E, accent aigu, E, acute. Et comme dans été. So, two spellings, ER, ER, gives the sound E. E acute, E accent aigu, gives the sound E. That's all for today. À bientôt!